kids' games and activity tents, $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite, Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th at the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your visit today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening, God-loving patriots. Welcome to Holy and Patriotic Jimalaya. I'm remote from Omaha, Nebraska on a project. I got my in-studio guest, my good friend, Sister Huck. Sister Huck. Lead us in a prayer.
Martha Huckabee. All right. Well, we thank all of our listeners tonight, and we appreciate you tuning in and listening to a very wise man here. We appreciate you, Lord. We ask that you give him wisdom and bless the airwaves and bless the show. In your precious name we pray, amen.
Okay, thank you. Cajun Buccaneer, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Phil, are you there?
All right, I pledge allegiance.
Yes, I am. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God with liberty and victory for everyone and happiness. Amen.
You just created your own pledge allegiance. I love it.
Amen. Okay.
All right.
Tonight, I'm going to share something with y'all. And forgive me if I start crying a little bit, but it's a struggle I've been struggling with basically my whole life. I have... You there, Martha? You there?
Yeah, I'm right here, my friend. I'm right here.
Okay. I've been dealing with anxiety issues basically my whole life. And my sister told me the other day I have Asperger's, though I've never been diagnosed by a doctor yet. But I am going to seek help. I'm not asking for any sympathy. I'm asking for your prayers and thoughts and your love, because I got a lot to offer this world.
Oh, I believe that, John. I really do. You know, with Christ, all things are possible. So you just keep your eyes focused on the Lord, and He'll get you through everything.
And it goes deeper than this. I might come off the wall as look. Sometimes I look like a stalker, but I'm not. The honest truth is, when I see a lady, I like to ask for a date. I'm very scared to ask for the fear of rejection. I'm serious. I've been like this for a very long time. I've been made fun of when I was a teenager because of my weight. So I try to compensate in other ways to be extra nice. But you should be extra nice anyway. Thank God wants us to be extra nice, right? Whether we got the body of God or not. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, John, listen, you know, if I were you, I'd be taking a whole lot of vitamin C every single day and green tea. It naturally speeds up the metabolism, which is a natural fat burner. And there's many others out there that you can do. There's a lot of stuff that's holistic and godly-listic, and I do mean godly-listic, that can repair your body and your mind. Be sure and do not give up. Start using extracts of every kind. Green tea extract.
I'm talking about
ginseng extract, red beet root extract. I want you to be eating apples and bananas. I want you to be eating greens and beans. Don't eat any more chicken or fish, hardly at all, except for seasoning. And be sure that you get all your proteins from beans, okay. from red beans, from green beans, from white beans, and stuff like that. You know, stay away from the stuff that gives you the gout. It will kill you. You have living water in your body, and you won't have to worry about this anymore, and you'll make a big comeback on the radio. Amen.
Amen. No, I want Friday. I had a mention about somebody's honeymoon, and someone private messaged me. Martha, you know who we talking about, but I don't want to say the name on the radio. But I kept trying to explain myself. No, I didn't do anything bad or anything. I mean, I thought I did something bad, but I'm realizing somebody's trying to make a mountain out of an anthill. And person made me feel real bad.
Well, you know, you just got to keep your eyes focused on your calling and not on other people. You know, I keep telling you that. Put your eyes on what the Lord has planned for you. And don't worry about what other people say or think about you. That's a big problem that I tend to see that you levitate to, that you migrate to. So if you keep your eyes on the radio show and what you're called to do, and we have so much work to do to clean up this dirty political world, politics, and there's so much going on. It's unbelievable. So I wouldn't put too much emphasis into, attacks. You know, when you're doing the work of the Lord, you're going to be attacked too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you can't handle the attacks, you're going to have to get out the kitchen. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you're going to have them when you're doing the work of the Lord. You're going to have people who come against you and disagree with you 24/7.
Oh yes, so, I was warned about that, but I was ready for that.
Yeah,
that means I'm doing.
Stay
something.
Focused on. I was thinking about Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya today, and it kind of made me laugh. It's such a great name, and because it's kind of happy, it means a lot. It actually really suits New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans being such a big, you know, Catholic and city and religious town and Christian city and just the patriotism. We're very patriotic. We love America. We love Louisiana. We love New Orleans. And then we love jambalaya. It's a little bit of everything.
And
good job.
And I want to and anybody who I'm scared on this radio, I mean, people that I came in contact, I'm very sorry. And it was not meant to be. I mean, I'm a type of I've been suffering anxiety issues for years. I was afraid to admit it, but now I'm coming clean with it. I may have Asperger's. I don't know. My sister seems to think I have it, but I'm gonna get checked out by specialists. I'm praying on it.
Amen. John, you can overcome all of this. John, you can overcome all of this. You need to be drinking oxygenated water all
yes.
the time. You
yes.
can overcome it naturally through the Bible. Read
That's right.
in your Bible in Genesis. You can defeat it all. You don't have to go to see a doctor. You don't need a doctor. The doctor needs you. It's all about the money. It's all about giving you false cures that don't exist, like the assassination vaccination. They just want your money.
Oxygenated
water is
awesome.
All you want is a guinea pig and a lab rat and an ATM machine. Wake up.
I must.
Cure yourself. Cure yourself. You can do it by reading the Bible and listen to some of the advice I gave you and many other advice. Listen to America's Family Doctors. They'll tell you how to eat.
And when I want to ask somebody for a date, I freeze up.
All right. Well, let's move on from that, okay? And let's talk about what we can do from here on out. Let's move on.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start praying a lot more. I'm gonna start crying out to God every day.
And you know what? If there's somebody out there that's being a bully to you, just block them, get them out of your inner circle, and move on. Keep your eyes focused on the Lord, and don't keep returning back to to that. All right, listen, we're going on a quick break. John?
Okay.
It's Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. I'm Martha Huckabee, and we have a few callers on the line. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Got a one-track mind. It's a sign of the times. Find a whole new revelation. Pride to anytime. Pay the bailiff. damaged by Hurricane Ida, call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
I'm Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornax, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary word is
fancy poached egg dishes. Most of the egg creations on Brennan's menu were French classics revived by Chef Paul Blanger, the original chef there. It shortly became clear that the ones people liked most were poached eggs, which few restaurants offered in the 40s. Set atop some flavorful food like ham, crab meat, cream spinach, and covered with hollandaise. From that came the endless variations we find today in any restaurant that serves Sunday brunch. The restaurants love such dishes. Few menu items carry as low a food cost percentage as do eggs.
Join us for the food show every weekday right here on WGSO, 2 to 4. See you then.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Special in studio guest, Sister Martha Huckabee and Phil the Patriot.
Hey, call 556-9696. That's right. Call 504-5696.
556-9696.
556-9696.
Yes, 504-556-9696. Call in right now and let's see what you got to say. Amen.
Thank you, Phil. I couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, so let's move on. We're going to change the subject. We understand that you're apologizing and that you are acknowledging that there's something that you need to work on, and I think that's a great move. We all have things that we need to work on, huh? Okay. Yeah. And an apology is always accepted if we recognize that we have maybe crossed a line. So that's wonderful, and I appreciate that you did that, but I think it's time for us to move on. Can we talk about more oddities in the Texas school shooter? Let's talk about this for your pondering. An 18-year-old, he's a transvestite. He lived with his grandma. Did you know that the young man dressed in women's clothing and had lots of it? Part-time
wow.
job at McDonald's.
They didn't say that.
8 hours a week, minimum wage. He dressed up in girls' clothes and had very expensive female wardrobe. He dropped out of school because he was obsessed with video games. He had a brand new expensive game console, a brand new F-250 pickup, fully loaded. He owned weapons. He had two brand new Daniel Defense brands, AR-15 MR M4 rifles with military grade optics. Each rifle's between $3,000 and $4,000. Thousands of rounds of military grade ammunition and $1,000 bulletproof vests. All from a part-time job at McDonald's? Let's see. Ford F-250 platinum version, $71,000. Clothes, $3,000. Game console, $500. Rifles, $6,000 to $8,000. Optics, $1,000. Ammo, $900. Body armor, $1,000. Totaling $83,400 on minimum wage at McDonald's?
He probably stole from his grandmother over the
No,
over
seems
the
to me that someone was funding him and training him as well.
Somebody was funding him. An FBI agent was doing it. The CIA agent was doing it.
Somebody was funding him, and that is why the sheriff stood down.
Exactly, because he was being funded, and it was a planned pandemic operation. It was a psychop.
It was.
They call psychop, brother and sister.
The sheriff was being Vietnam bought and out, too?
And other places, too.
The sheriff was bought out, too?
The sheriff is the one who told everybody to stand down.
He should be brought up.
And he's not. He's being investigated now, but he's not answering questions. And maybe that's because the lawyer told him to be quiet, but...
You know what gets me upset about these? About this? They use it, the Democrats in the rhinos use as an excuse to push gun laws. Guns don't kill people. Criminals do.
Well, the crazy thing is that the fact that those rifles were exactly like the one rifle from the Las Vegas shooter, exactly down to the optics and the vertical foregrip, and that particular configuration is only available legally to military and law enforcements. And just before, and it just happened, what, the day before the NRA convention? How timely. That convention was planned six months to a year prior?
Yes.
Yeah.
They planned this. I think these school shootings are being planned.
And there's no coincidence. He also is, he just so happens to know the Buffalo shooter. How did this guy know the Buffalo shooter? So, I mean, all of these things, they're just blaring sirens. Yeah.
He knew him through the internet. He knew him through the internet.
Yeah.
There's a big psychop going on through the internet right now.
Yeah.
They're planning attacks. They want to burn churches down.
Yeah.
They want to stop Roe versus Wade going through.
Mm-hmm.
These people worship death. They're death worshippers. Wake up, America. Amen.
And you got Barack Obama tweeting like, his homeboy George Floyd was uselessly murdered.
And what does George Floyd have to do with those little children? Most of them were Hispanic too, right? That probably came in through their parents through the border. I mean, you never know, bust in or you know. But the school was mostly Hispanic. The odds of that, it wasn't, you know, a school with white children. It was mostly Spanish children.
Right, but you know how Barack Obama likes to run his head.
But what does George Floyd have to do with all those little children's lives that were lost in
That's
a shooting?
That's what I like to know, but he
has nothing.
But he had to mention, he mentioned that for the during the Buffalo shootout.
But you're talking about a man who legalized same-sex marriage. I mean, he's got no credibility. Yeah?
I know.
Yeah. So... Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. We have a couple of callers on the line. Let's go ahead and bring in Matthew from Metairie, and we'll get to Susie Labrie after that.
Projects.
Matthew from Metairie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Very well, actually.
Yeah, for a change, I'm not on the road. John, you want to get closer to God? Drive the 310 and try to be talking on the cell phone at the same time. So yes, you will be saying prayers frequently. So the vertical foregrip is available in pretty much all states in the union except for California.
So, what's that?
What you were talking about, that's only is a military configuration.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
I still think
yeah.
That's not true. The pickup truck belonged to his grandmother, and it was the police chief, not the sheriff, who is clammed up. And
so the brand new Ford F-250 belonged to his grandma.
That's what they
Yeah, say. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's I don't brand know new. Much about the situation. I'm kind of wondering myself, because from the descriptions that, of the family that I've heard, it was very dysfunctional and pretty broke. So I don't know how they get that kind of money for a truck like that, let alone all those rifles and everything. Could somebody have funded that stuff for him? Maybe. There would be a receipt for the transaction. Did he pay cash? Don't know that either.
That just needs to be an investigation.
Through the window. I don't understand why they. I mean, he is 2 feet taller than the 10-year-olds in that room.
They said that that the door was wedged open.
Well, it wasn't. It actually just did not lock. She kicked the rock out. The teacher who had propped it open kicked the rock out, and the door, the automatic hydraulic closer, did not fully engage the locking mechanism, so the door was not locked. So he was able to get into the building that way. But then that still begs the question, why didn't just say, shoot the son of a bitch through the window? I mean, he's 2 feet taller than the kids.
Yeah, that's true. And why did they stand down for that long of a period?
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, none of it makes any sense, from the point of view of actually trying to save the lives of kids. Makes sense, I guess, if you want the body count to go up. I'd like to think that they're not monsters like that, but unfortunately, I'm starting to see more stuff happen that really does shake your confidence in institutions that we've formerly believed in, like, you know, the FBI, the
CIA, the DOJ, the government.
So the next time you hear that the FBI found somebody with child porn on their computer, ask yourself a question. Did they put it there?
Yeah, I don't trust them. I'm just...
Matthew, can I ask you a question?
We're about to go on a quick break. Can you hold that thought for a second? We need to go on a quick break. Y'all hold on, and we'll be right back. This is Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya.
504-556-9696.
Amen.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone, or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. C. serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Confederate Memorial Day and Robert E. Lee Day will no longer be state holidays. A bill taking them off state books is headed for Governor Edwards' desk, and it's highly unlikely he'd veto such an act. The bill started with New Orleans House member Matthew Willard. It passed in the House, and on the Senate floor, New Orleans Senator Joe Bowie says it's a big step in dealing with a past that still haunts many minority Louisianans. Bowie says holidays are about unity, and these two don't meet that standard.
We do have the opportunity to ensure that we won't have a commemoration of a time in our development as a nation that excluded and used some of our citizens.
State police in Jeff Davis Parish say a 73-year-old man was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver while riding his bike today along State Highway 1126 near Jennings. Trooper Derek Senegal identifies the victim as Jerry Hughes, who died at the scene this morning.
I mean, we're talking about this morning here when there was bright sunshine and someone was struck from behind and just kind of left there. So it's really unfortunate.
This is news on LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Welcome back. Welcome back. 504-556-9696. Take it over, Huck.
All right. So just real quick. So we did a little research and we found out that Sheriff Pete Arredondo was sworn in to the city council as a new member of Uvalde about 5 days ago. So simultaneously, right after the shooting, he was sworn in. So he obviously ran and won prior to the shooting, and the timing of him being sworn in was right after the shooting. And so that's maybe why he remained silent and hasn't said anything, but he's going to have to answer to a lot of parents who lost their children. Why he, you know, who gave him the orders to stand down, and why would he ever stand down with children, their lives at stake? One mother was handcuffed, and they released her, and she ran around back, jumped the fence, ran in, and got her own two children out. So,
They need to start making schools gun-loaded zones, not gun-free zones.
Yes, that's 100% correct. Because if there are guns there, then the shooters aren't going to go in there.
Every teacher should be armed with a .45.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me tell you something about that gunner and the other gunners. Let me tell you something right now. All these gunners do the same thing. They smile in your face. All they want to do is take your space. They smile in your face. All they want to do is take your face. They smile in your face, and they want to kill your enemy all the way. Wake up, America. Get after us right now.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of actors out there.
America please was play, built
please play
on...
Backstabbers for me. Please play Backstabbers for me. It describes the government and the aliens and the antagonists and the Satanists attacking us right now.
America was built on God, guns, guts, and glory. We need to keep it like that.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, I have a friend of mine calling in from the House of Representatives, Susie LaBrie, with a report on some of the bills, and let's see what she has to say, where we're going. And
hi, Susie.
Well, hi, hello Susie. There. How are you today?
Great. Go ahead, Martha. Yeah.
Susie, what do you have for us? Talk to us.
All right, this is Susie LaBrie, citizen advocate. I have been attending the state legislature, House and Senate, almost this whole full session. And the bills that we're talking about today, House Bill 54 by Representative Bagley, that passed, that prohibits discriminatory practices on the basis of vaccine status or immunity status. That passed the House and Senate, and it's ready to be approved. There are a lot of bills that failed in the Senate today. House Bill 47 by Representative Edmondson, which requires that any communications issued to students or parents relative to immunization required includes exemption information, exemption form. That failed.
Oh, that's terrible. That should have passed with flying colors.
And I got to explain to you something. There's several other bills. House Bill 600 by Representative Freeman provides release of opt-out information to the public when state law requires vaccine immunization. That failed to be considered. The next one, House Bill 427 by Representative Amity. Same thing happened. That bill was banned vaccine minors on school grounds unless certain conditions met. HCR1 by Representative Ivey, the same thing. It failed to be considered. Suspends provision of law authorizing exclusion of unimmunized persons from in-person attendance at schools and daycare centers under certain circumstances. We had an election integrity bill, House Bill 811, which we would ban private sponsors and payment of the election day processes and all that. It is called the Zuckerberg type bill, where we prevent the likes of Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and Monsanto or anybody, because government always pays for the election day process. We're not talking about campaigns. This is the election day process, voting machines. It's usually paid by the state, Secretary of State, clerk of courts in the cities, wherever the election is. That failed by one vote, and you had to have two-thirds of vote in the Senate to be heard because of the 82nd day rule, which goes in at 6 o'clock on the 82nd day, that you had to have a two-thirds approval of both houses for a bill to be heard in the other house. Emergency order, House Bill 12, that failed to be considered, and we had some gun bills failed to be considered. House Bill 37, relative to concealed carry of firearms. Another one, House Bill 43, relative enforcement of federal firearm laws. Another one, 483, shortens the time period before a person with felony convictions is allowed to possess weapons. That failed to pass. And in the House, we had a medical bill, House Bill 117 by Representative Echols, that passed the conference committee in the House, which is a blessing. I need to explain something to you about failures to passage. There's a long line of bills. It's subject to call on order today and also third reading, final passage. The ones that were scheduled for the Senate for today, in my opinion and other people's opinions, is that we hear that the Speaker and the President was preventing that from happening. I can't validate or
swear
to it. That would
be Clay Schexnider, and who's the President?
Yeah, Clay Schexnider is the Speaker of the House, and
Paige Cortez.
And there were rumors running around the Capitol that they may use us as hostages to use us as sacrificial lamb to get their whatever they want done. I don't know about that, but that's what I've been hearing, because we feel if the President and the Speaker, if they were for us, they would help us with these bills, and they haven't been too helpful. Now, I want to talk to you about the bills that have passed, and we have some victories here. Senate Bill 44 by Senator Mizell, which is the Fairness in Women's Sports. We are very thankful, because I went to see the governor's press conference after the legislature today, and he said he was extremely unhappy that we passed a bill with an overwhelming 2/3 vote in both houses.
Okay, hold on one second.
He's
unhappy that the bill passed regarding
overwhelmingly by a 2/3 majority of House and Senate. Even though he was very unhappy with the passage, he will not waste his time to veto this bill because that it was too many people. He had talked to too many people and had listened to us, and that it would be a waste of his time and would he want to express how he felt about that. So I am very happy that he's not going to veto the bill. He's not going to sign it in, meaning the bill will become law. I don't remember if it's 10 days, 20 days.
So these men can't compete in women's sports in Louisiana.
Yeah, fairness. So that's a victory for us. So that will become law.
That's good.
Wow.
Yay. Little common sense there.
Yes. Yay.
For that. Now, the other bills that passed, which is a victory, is Senate Bill 342 by Senator Jackson, which is when Roe versus Wade drops, it would be illegal to have abortions. Now, the problem here on 342, what's happened? What this bill is, protects babies should Supreme Court return authority to the state. That would drop Roe versus Wade. The state will have the authority. It would be illegal to have abortions. Now, the problem with this bill is it did not have the exceptions. You're going to have controversies over the exceptions. The governor had said at the Rotary and at another press conference and repeated again that he was not unhappy with that. Now, he did not indicate whether or not he was going to veto this, but I know he's not going to sign it.
What's the number of the House bill?
Oh, excuse me. Senate Bill 342 by Senator Jackson.
342.
To protect babies, should the Supreme Court return authority to the states? That's the bill that when Roe versus Wade drops, it will make abortion illegal. Now, the exceptions were not included in this finished bill. The House rejected the Senate amendments with exceptions, but it passed overwhelmingly. Now, he did not say what he was going to do with this bill. He didn't say whether he was going to sign, or he didn't say he was going to veto. He didn't mention what he was going to do with the bill, but he did mention he was unhappy with this. So basing it on the information that we got with his unhappiness with Senate Bill 44, the Fairness in Sports Bill, he mentioned how unhappy he was with that. So I'm assuming he might treat these bills, this bill, the same way. He might just let it go. We don't know. So what I want to do is have a call to action, have everybody to contact the governor and ask him to please sign the bill.
That's how that's Senate Bill 342. All right, we're going on a quick break. This is Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. We'll be right back.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents, plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone, or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. We're going to finish up with Susie LaBrie. Are you still there, Susie?
I'm sure am. Right. And there's another bill that passed, Senate Bill 388 by Senator Hewitt about mail-in, banning mail-in abortion pills, and that passed overwhelmingly. The governor didn't say anything about that, but we need to ask the governor to please sign that. I don't personally see any reason why the governor would not.
What's the number?
That into law. Senate Bill 388 by Senator Hewitt.
Okay, and you can always go to www.legis.la.gov. That's legis.la.gov. And then you'll pull it up, go to bills, and you can type these bills in and follow them. You can click the I and you can follow them.
Yeah. And there are many other bills that passed. Senate Bill 104 by Mizell, telephone access to outpatient abortion facilities. And another one, Senate Bill 141 by Senator Morris prohibits insurance companies from requiring a person or business to have vaccine status requirements and so forth in order to get insurance. House Bill 145 by Senator by Representative Edmonston. There's on a governor's ruling, whatever. That's kind of hard. Governor rulemaking procedures. That was a good bill. That passed. And all right, let's see. Senate Bill 44. Senate Bill 144 by Senator Robert Mills. Hand delivery of absentee by mail ballots. That passed. Election reform status. House Bill 359 by Representative Boyo. Ban federal interference with state and local elections. Election integrity bill. Senate Bill 350 by Senator Cloud. Quality and process of voting. That passed. Here's some gun bills. Senate Bill 143 by Senator Morris. Provides relative to concealed carry of firearms. And another bill that passed. House Bill 42 by Representative Freeman provides an exception to crime of illegal carry of weapons for retired judges of the peace. Another gun bill, Senate Bill 53 by Senator Ford, provides certain exceptions to the crime of illegal carrying of weapons. A little religious freedom bill, 953, that passed. And a good disabilities bill, Senate Bill 45, Senator Ford, requiring all public schools and governing authorities to adopt certain policies relative to cameras in special classrooms of special students by the end of December 31st, 2022. This is a bill that we've been working on for 3 or 4 years with the disability community. Asked the governor to sign that. I'm sure he won't have any problems signing that. And that's about all. And there's a medical marijuana bill. I didn't take a stand. It looks like, I was for that. House Bill 137 by Representative Joe Marino. That passed. And then another bill that I was just watching.
137, you said? 137?
House Bill 137. It's called Medical Marijuana, provides relative to immunity from persecution for medical marijuana. We need to get the governor to sign that.
Okay.
Because that's a medicine, not an illegal drug.
But Susie, can I interject on that?
Yes.
Only bad thing about this medical marijuana law, people go using an excuse to go walking up and down the street smoking weed.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, and I don't particularly care for the representative that sponsored it either. So.
I want to tell you about something. Listen, if you're going to use marijuana, use it as a green tea only. Don't smoke it. It's bad for your lungs. Wake up, America. It is a medicine. Don't smoke it. Mm-hmm. It is a medicine. Amen.
Yeah.
I could see a cop pulling somebody over for smoking a joint. Man, Governor John Bel Edwards said I could smoke weed now. You can't do me anything. You know how that goes.
Yeah, he didn't say anything what he was going to do. I didn't really take a public stand on that. It's just medical marijuana, and I didn't put that in any of my posts. So, but I have been watching it, and it was.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to move quickly to the next caller, Susie. We love you. The Lord bless you. We appreciate you fighting the good fight for the citizens of Louisiana. That's Susie LaBrie with, is it Sunshine, Louisiana Sunshine?
Louisiana Sunshine. Louisiana Sunshine's my pen name, and I have a Telegram that called Louisiana Sunshine, and I have a Facebook page called Louisiana Sunshine. Also, you can follow my Susie LaBrie page to keep up with the legislation, and
yes.
I'm going to post the bills. What bills I'm going to be concentrated on, John, the governor.
Super important
right
that we call our representatives and get more involved. We must be more involved. Thank you, Susie. We appreciate you.
I want to thank the representatives and senators that sponsored these bills that I discussed on life and the vaccine and fairness in sports, too. Let's thank our representatives and senators also, because that really helps them.
Yes, we thank those who are working for the citizens and for the children, and we would appreciate it if those who are blocking the good bills would stop doing that and would
Right.
Work for the citizens. And we want to thank
our followers and our advocates, okay. Our citizen advocates, and our super force, Louisiana Sunshine.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Okay. Who's our next caller, Hook?
We have Roland on the line. Roland, you there?
Yes. Hi, Hook. Hi, Phil. Hi, John. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I called because what I heard Phil say a couple of segments back. You know, I have to say, you know, as far as our government goes, we have dirty members in our government. And this was confirmed to me last week by someone who knows and has proven by evidence that is a fact. Okay, last weekend I had the opportunity to meet Robert Grodin. Robert Grodin is responsible for Gerardo Rivera back in 1975 being able to show the Saputo film for the very first time to the public. And Robert Grodin had a lot to do with a senator from Virginia to bring about the House Select Committee to investigate the assassinations of both JFK and Martin Luther King. And also, Robert Grodin has a new book out. It's called Proof. Absolute Proof.
What is it called?
Absolute Proof. And he worked with the House Select Committee reviewing the assassinations. And it was a woman he met that worked for the Dallas Police Department at the time, back in November of 63. And she... one of these book conferences or book signings and what have you, and she met Robert Grodin. And so they talking about the JFK thing. And she says in passing, you know, I worked for the Dallas Police Department at that time, and there is a dicta belt that recorded the whole assassination because the motorcycle police officer's mic was keyed in an open position. And she says, no one ever investigated that. No one brought it up. No one thought it was important enough to investigate. So Robert Grodin was able to get a subpoena and go by legal means, a subpoena the dicta belt with the audio sounds from the motorcycle police officer's motorcycle that was right nearby the JFK limo when he was assassinated.
Yeah, there's a lot there that needs to be uncovered. We only have about 30 seconds left, Roland. We appreciate your call. The Lord bless you. John, you have anything you want to say?
Yes.
30 seconds.
Wake up, America. Put God first. And Martha, thank you for helping me out.
No worries, my friend. No worries. The Lord bless you. Phil, any last words?
Yes. God bless America, land that we love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light, Jesus, from above. Wake up, America. Amen.
All right. Well, the Lord bless y'all. This is Martha Huckabee with Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. We'll see you on Thursday at Liberty or Lockdown, 5 o'clock.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.